Following Stan Lee's talk came the Captain America panel with the creator of Captain America, Mr. Jack Kirby.
Captain America for us was a kind of a landmark in our own lives because it did well. It was a very, very valid theme, and it gave us a chance to exercise our own fantasies because we believe in the validity of comics because we believe that every one of us has to balance whatever we see in reality with a little bit of fantasy. I believe that's how we live. Speaking for myself, I'm never going to battle it out with six or eight guys. And because I know if I do, I'm really going to get clobbered. But I know that in doing Captain America, I can take a lot of license and experience that kind of thing and have a lot of fun with it. Captain America was really a sort of choreographed ballet, and it was especially in the fight scenes, and it avoided the ugly part of life and distilled what I thought was the fine part of human endeavor in any situation. So it was an enjoyment for me to do, and especially when I came back to Marvel during the late 50s and began to do Captain America again, I I had the opportunity of doing him as a human being, and because he had been gone for a certain period of time and revived, and I had to create a link between this span of time, and I had the opportunity of creating another facet to his character. I enjoyed doing that. So if you have any questions or if you have any insights that you'd like to voice yourself, I think this opportunity... Jim Steranko, I would like to add a little to possibly what I've said.
Thank you, Jack. Well, while you were talking, I had an idea, and I wanted to sort of follow through with it. With the indulgence of this group, you know, one of the things that makes Kirby what he is a very modest man. And I hope I'm not embarrassing you by saying this, Jane, but Kirby is very simply the world's greatest comic book artist. Not only now, but he's the greatest comic book artist who will ever live, ever, any time in the history of. Now, let me tell.
If you have any questions, we'll be glad to answer them and do our best. This young man here. Yes, I'm doing Captain America now. And
let's stand up and say that.
Yes, if you'd please stand up so we can hear you better, we'd appreciate it very much. Yes, right there, this gentleman. For the Falcon? I'm keeping the Falcon as a teammate. I feel that the Falcon is important. And the adventure they're engaged in now, and I hope you follow it, is slanted toward the bicentennial, and the climax of it will occur when the bicentennial comes about. And like I told a few people, it's going to be gloriously violent. And they're going to wind up waving the American flag. And I think you'll probably maybe stand up and cheer when you're reading it, wherever you are. Yes, sir. Well, I have my own ideas about Silver Surfer, and I won't discuss them myself until I talk with Stan about him, and when the opportunity arises, I'm certainly going to give him my views and accept his views, and possibly we'll come up with something very, very interesting. And I would follow the Marvel magazines, and we might spring some surprises on you. Yes, sir. Well, strangely enough, strangely enough, you get to the point where you never leave the drawing board. You can get up and walk away from it, but you never leave it, because there's always some unsolved situation which stays in your mind, and it stays there until it's resolved. So you could be bowling, you could be sleeping, you could be taking a bath. That situation stays with you, and that situation is part of your work. So you take your work with you wherever you go. I do three pages a day comfortably. I could possibly do more, but I'd rather not. I feel that that kind of thing constitutes a full schedule for me, and I'm happy to do that much and come up with a full schedule. Yes, sir.
What a question. Why don't I want anybody to photograph my paintings, the shadow paintings down in the room? It's very simple, because I don't want my paintings turning up on fanzine covers, you know, that are unauthorized. And if I think, and I've done it before, people used to come in and take pictures of my work, sometimes even unpublished work that, you know, should have been sold to someone else, and suddenly it pops up on a magazine cover that, you know, it shouldn't be. So in order to keep that from happening, are we that bad? Jack, you better take over again.
Yeah. One more question and then we'll draw.
Yes, I feel that one more question is, one more forthcoming question should kind of tie this thing up. And I know that you people would like to see other things and go to other places. And listen, we're going to draw. I forgot all about that. So just stick around for it. I'm glad Jim is here, because my wife isn't. And I'm the kind of guy whose mind has to be kept on what's to be done next. So I'm thankful for Jim being present. Yes, just one more question before we. Yes, this young lady. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'll give you the definitive answer on that. I am Captain America in that instant. I feel that whoever is involved in it and is sincerely trying to create something good will put himself in that specific situation and come up with a very human solution, because it would be their particular solution, their very own.